Picture an endless stretch of Texas highway with the sun beating down on you as you drive for miles and miles.
You say you like the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun.
That's the image and vibe behind the first collaborative EP by psychedelic trio Krungbin and soul musician Leon Bridges. Their new EP, Texas Moon, comes out on Friday. The album explores the darker side of the Lone Star State, the place both musical acts call home. Krungbin's Mark Spear joins us now. Welcome.
Hello.
And Leon Bridges is with us as well. Welcome to you.
What's happening?
So Texas Moon is a follow-up to your 2020 release, Texas Sun. You know, together they tell a really rich story of kind of the musical DNA of your home state. What makes the music of Texas so special?
I think it comes from all the different peoples that have called Texas home over the past millennia, from the quote-unquote discovery of the New World by Columbus until now. We've been with at least six different flags flying over it. And prior to that, you had a lot of Native American tribes, and you know, they have their own styles of music that have been echoing through what we do since then.
You know, Texas music is such a wide spectrum. You know, we like to focus on, I guess, the country and blues side of it. And I think for me as an artist, you know, I try to find, you know, just kind of unprecedented territory within R&B music. And, you know, we're pretty much just kind of cultivate our own sound that's, you know, unique to Texas.
That uniqueness and that kind of combining of sounds can be kind of hard to achieve. You know, is there a track on the CP that you feel like really brings those influences all together?
Man, I think Mariella embodies the sound of Texas. Those elements of just like good storytelling, and you know, you got the, you know, the twang aspect of it in that song.
Maybe write a letter from this little old country town down in Texas.
You know, Mark, in the past, a lot of Krungbin's music has been instrumental or, you know, at least very minimal when it comes to vocals. What was it about working with Leon that made you all kind of want to include that layer to these songs?
I think it was just we just really love Leon. We love hanging out with Leon, and we were on the road with him for a good while a couple years back, and that's really where we connected with him. And it was what it was just wanting to explore working with a vocalist and trying a new sound and, you know, a new instrument in the mix. It sometimes can be a challenge to, as a guitar player who's used to playing like the lead melody, to, you know, step aside and support Leon and make the song work, because that's really the point.
Leon, what drew you to the kind of music that Krungbin makes? I mean, was that part of the calculation well before you guys were actually making these EPs together?
Yeah, so I discovered their music on a video shoot, and it was just one of those things that I just, hearing it, I felt compelled to just sing melodies and lyrics over their songs. The chemistry was just perfect.
I want to listen to the song Doris, speaking of chemistry. Let's take a listen here.
If you travel to the other side, darling, I'll be right here holding your hand. You taught me how to be a real man.
Leon, I understand this is about your grandmother. Can you tell me more about this song?
So, yeah, I wanted to, I guess, write this song from my father's perspective and his final moments, you know, with my grandmother as he, I guess, was transitioning onto the other side, you know. And, you know, I wanted to carry on her legacy, you know, in that tune. And, you know, being from Texas, I personally gravitate towards like kind of slow and deep R&B music. And, you know, if you told me to sit down with a guitar and write a fast song, I'd have a hard time doing that.
Darling, you put up a good, put up a damn good fight.
You know, it's such a personal song and such an emotional song. I wonder, Mark, how do you approach that when you're collaborating with somebody who's trying to tell that story? How do you approach your side of bringing the song together?
My job in the band is in service to the song. If we have a thing in the studio, nothing is sacred except for the song, right? So it doesn't matter how long you took on whatever part, you know, if it doesn't bring something into the song and make it like make the song better, then it's just not staying. And the more space you leave in the music, the more space there is for the spirit to be there.
Yes, you did. Speaking of the spirit, I hear you both come from gospel backgrounds. How did playing and singing music in church shape your creative process?
Yeah, I never sang in church, but I got to a certain point in my life where I had a spiritual awakening, and I kind of was focused on the path of like serving God. And around that same time, I fell in love with guitar and writing. And I just was kind of thinking like, damn, like the landscape of gospel music is kind of like corny. And so I wanted to kind of write my own, I don't know, just like tasteful gospel music.
I mean, as for me, I started playing gospel, geez, I guess at the end of the 90s. As far as like developing within that music, I can see where Leon's coming with a lot of it can be kind of corny. You know, it's almost like cut and paste, mm-hmm. just like just an onslaught of like riffs for no reason, you know. Unfortunately, there's a large amount of that. Mm. But the really good stuff, I mean, the good stuff will like move you to tears.
Mm. Father, Father, look at these works that I've done. I present them to you in hopes to gain your attention.
I think Father, Father reflects that. And, you know, just like that kind of struggle, you know, with our faith is kind of part of the human experience in a way. And I wanted to tell my angle of that.
Yeah, I agree. I love that song. That's like a mantra, you know. He's got this conversation going between him and the Father. And, dude, that's the other thing about religious music and about this kind of liturgical music. Like, is it metaphoric? Is it literal? There's a lot of openness for interpretation inside of scripture, and that's kind of what makes it awesome. That's what I like, the mystery of it, you know.
My love is always here for you. You don't have to climb a ladder, bend over backwards to gain my love for you.
That's musician Leon Bridges and Krungbin's Mark Spear. Their new EP is Texas Moon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Thanks for having us.